Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I am so pleased that you're here today. Today, we're talking about a question that people often ask. They ask over and over before they decide. And it's this question: how do I know if I'm meant to be a life coach? Or put another way, is being a life coach right for me? Now, before I dive into answering this question, let me share this review with you. It's from the People Gardener, and here's what she has to say. Candy has a fabulous ability to ask good questions, the lifeblood of coaching. She's personal, positive, and powerful. Way to go, Candy. And I wish you so much success in building better coaches. It's so cool. Thank you so much for leaving that. I love reading reviews. If you haven't left me a review yet, please do. I know it takes a few minutes, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. So back to this question: how do you know if you're meant to be a life coach? Let's start by asking another question. What does meant to be, what does that even mean? Being a life coach or any other kind of coach is a choice. So when I hear this phrase, meant to be, I've got quotation marks around those three words, I kind of wondered, what is up with that anyway? So I looked it up. Here's what the dictionary in Google says. Meant to be means if something is meant to be, it seems certain to happen, usually because it's been decided by God or other forces that are outside of you, and that people believe these forces cannot be controlled. The dictionary also uses these synonyms for meant to be: preordained, or for sure it's going to happen. Isn't that kind of odd that we would give away our own power when making a decision like this? Giving away our power never, ever helps us. Do you notice that there's a heavy feeling with that phrase, preordained, just kind of like your royalty, ready to ascend the throne? It even feels like this is your mission, but not a passionate mission filled with joy, but a mission that is super heavy and serious, like the only mission that is open to you in all of your life. And it also implies you might never, ever be happy or satisfied if you don't fulfill that mission. Whew, that is a lot of pressure. I do think that many people are meant to be a life coach, but not in this way of heavy obligation. I think there are those of us who really want to help others live a better life. And coaching is a great way to do that for sure. But it's not the only way. You could become a coach, or you could be a nurse, or a school volunteer, or a guidance counselor, or a travel agent, or a writer. All of these ways, and many more, are great ways to help others live a better life. So now, are you meant to be a coach? Good question, right? What if you could decide to be a life coach just because you want to be one? Or because it sounds like fun. It might make the decision itself just a little bit easier. Being a coach is always a choice, and it helps to know what choice you're making. Here's an idea. If you're curious about becoming a coach, or even thinking that maybe you could become a coach, how about if the answer is yes? Yeah. What if that was completely possible, that yes, you are meant to be a coach? Is that really the question? that you have, or is it something else? Is it more that you know you would love to be a coach, but you're kind of worried about what happens after you make the decision? Are you worried that you won't be successful? Are you worried that someone else is going to judge you? Are you more worried that your spouse will say, "Oh, come on," and think you're silly? Are you worried that you won't get any clients? Are you worried it's going to take a long time? Are you worried it's going to be hard to do? What about you? What are you worried about? It's okay for you to have a whole bunch of reasons that are floating around in your mind. And it's okay for you to see and accept those reasons that you might be hesitating. You could be delaying because you're avoiding feeling this worry. But the thing is, holding yourself back, you're still experiencing discomfort. The back and forth of wondering, the second guessing, so much energy. So why not just do the thing anyway? Come back to me now. So now that I've given you the permission, if that's indeed what you were looking for, and the answer is yes, be a coach, I'd love you to sit in this feeling of possibility. What if you could become a life coach and it's amazing? What would your life be like? What could be possible for you? Take a second and just relax and breathe into that feeling. Can you feel that possibility? Yeah, me too. Now, how can you be curious about this desire and hold that feeling of potential and possibility instead of the feelings of worry or confusion? Well, how do you do that? You begin by recognizing the places that you do feel uncertain. That's right. Don't hide from them or deny them. They're there. You might as well look at them. And even in looking at them, you can decide to move forward anyway. So what is a life coach? What is this thing that you're wondering if you want to be? Here's the thing. I think that all coaches are life coaches. Now, I know there's all different kinds of niches. There's health coaches, spiritual coaches, business coaches, career coaches, marketing coaches, all kinds. But ultimately, every one of us coach our clients on one aspect of their life. So we're always coaching on their lives anyway. So now you see why I always call it life coaching. You may be talking to somebody about their career and how it affects their life. You might be talking to somebody about their weight and how it impacts their life, hence life coaching. A life coach helps their clients have more of what they want and less of what they don't. Another way of describing it could be you help people solve their own problems by understanding the way the human brain works. Another way of describing life coaching, helping them to think about their thoughts in a new way, to get super present to their feelings, and then take action, do something that moves them closer to what they want. All of those are great ways to describe what coaches do. And we do this by listening, observing, facilitating, encouraging, and asking powerful questions. So if you like helping people live a more fulfilled life, and this sounds like the kind of thing you'd like to do, then you get to choose to be a life coach. So what if you could just decide, just because you want to be one, or because it sounds like fun? And consider this, what is the value of making this decision? Well, deciding means you say yes or no. Now, when you hold off from making that decision, you're actually deciding. By holding off, you're actually saying no. No in this moment, and then in the next, and in the next. Now, if you're someone who's been thinking about this for a while, you're never going to know how great it could be when you stay in that not deciding place. You never know how great it could be to be a coach until you finally say yes and get started. You know, I'm telling you guys this because I was one of those people. I put it off too for years. every 3 months or so, I'd go back to Google and I'd look at coaches online. I'd read books. I'd look at different coach training programs. And then I would stop myself. Literally, I would get scared because it was something new and I'd never done it before. So I'd find some reason why it just wasn't convenient to get started right now. There's always something, right? A big project at work, one of your kids graduating, a holiday planned. It's summertime, or it's almost Christmas. There's always a good reason that it's not convenient to take a risk. So it's true. Only you get to decide if you are meant to be a life coach. So why not choose now? It might make the decision itself a little easier because now you know it's always a choice and it helps to know what choice you're making. Here's what sometimes happens is that we're actually not exactly sure of the choice that we are making. So what I mean by that is we're often wondering if we're meant to be a life coach, but we don't realize that we're actually asking two different questions at the same time. We might be asking, do I want to be a coach? At the same time that we're asking, can I be successful as a coach? Well, those are two different questions, aren't they? Now, when we're wondering about being successful, we might be thinking about, can I create clients? Can I quit my job? Can I be my own boss? What about if I had freedom? What if I was successful, right? Those are some of the things that we're wondering when we're wondering if I can I be successful as a coach? Being a coach and having coaching skills is not the same as being an entrepreneur. Coaching skills and being an entrepreneur are two completely separate discussions. You can be an entrepreneur, a coach who runs their own business. That's what I do. And here's where you're in charge. You get to create a few clients on a steady basis, or you can decide to create an empire or anywhere in between. You can be an internal coach. That's somebody who works for a company and coaches people inside that organization. You can be an external coach. That's when a company engages you or your company through a contract to coach some of their employees. You can also be a coach who works for an agency on contract, and they provide you with clients. You're kind of like a subcontractor. Being a coach is a very different conversation from who you coach, where you coach them, and who pays you. So, as I said, having coaching skills is different than being an entrepreneur. And I think this is one of the places that it's really easy to get and stay confused when you're thinking about deciding. I think most people, when they are wondering if they're meant to be a coach, are actually asking, should I learn coaching skills and become an entrepreneur? Should I have my own coaching business? Now, being a coach is great. Believe me, you know, guys, you know, I love it. You get to talk to people and you watch them grow and you help them create a far more fulfilling life. Being an entrepreneur means you get time freedom in how you live your life and how you spend your days. As a self-employed coach, you could coach from anywhere in the world. As long as you've got a phone line or the internet, that means you can travel anywhere. And I know a bunch of coaches who do this. They travel, they have that laptop lifestyle, and they wrap their business around their life. So now that you hear all of this, what do you think? Do you want to help people live a better life and get paid to work anywhere in the world and experience freedom? My gosh, who wouldn't, right? So what's the catch? Or is there actually a catch? Well, I think when we boil it down, that catch is always about fear. We're scared that it's not going to work, that it might be hard, and we worry about what other people will think of us. We don't know if we're going to be able to make a success of it. There's so many unknowns, and we're scared of that unknown. So Do you even like coaching? I haven't even touched on that, but I think that we should. There's a lot of people out here who are considering being a coach, but they're not even quite sure what coaching is. Now, I've already given you some definitions for coaching, and I think that those are a great place for you to start. But how do you know if you even like coaching? I know that it might seem kind of obvious, like kind of a given, but here's what happens. There's a lot of people who think of becoming a coach and they like the idea of being a coach, but they've never actually experienced coaching for themselves. So if that's you, don't worry. If you're wondering if you should become a coach, your very first step, the next thing that you do, is to start working with a coach. Be on the receiving end of coaching. Learn more about yourself and the way your mind works. Grow your own awareness. Learn and get clarity about what you want more of in life, and then start to create it. Don't wait. If you think coaching is a great idea, then you need to experience it too. It's not like when you go to university to take classes to become an accountant or an engineer. You know, if you decide to become an engineer, you might not actually know what being an engineer is like. You don't get to be an engineer or experience all the aspects and benefits of being an engineer before you're completely qualified. But if you're thinking of being a coach, you can experience it now. Then you'll know how great it is. And you're going to know exactly what you're signing up for, exactly what this decision is about. You're going to be so much more motivated to start your business and sign your first clients. All right. I think I've covered it, you guys. Hey, I so appreciate that you're here and that you are part of my community. And I really hope that you're pausing and rewinding these episodes and answering the questions that I ask. Answer them in your journal. Answer them for yourself. Don't rush over them. And then take the steps that I recommend. The information and ideas that I share with you here are going to help you best when you apply them in your own life. So use these practical podcast episodes as support on your way to becoming a fully booked coach. Now, if you want more help, maybe you like how I talk, maybe you're just curious, then we should talk. Like I said, if you're considering becoming a coach, the first place to start is to work with your own coach and get started creating more of what you want in your life. So if this sounds like you, click the link in the episode notes to find out how we might be able to work together. All right, that's it for today. Again, I am so thankful that you're here, and I'll be back to talk with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.